Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Israel warns Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group as it joins Palestinian Hamas attack. Over 500 people killed on both sides so far. In Afghanistan, death toll from strong earthquakes rises to 2,000. Interministerial committee to visit flash flood hit Sikkim today to assess damages and provide assistance. Death toll rises to 32, 122 still missing. Indian Air Force unveils its new ensign this morning on its 91st anniversary. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend best wishes. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh to embark on Italy and France visit from tomorrow. And in ICC World Cup, first match of India against Australia begins at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Amid ongoing escalation between Israel and Hamas, Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired dozens of rockets today at three Israeli positions in a disputed area along the country's border with Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The group said in a statement that the attack was in solidarity with the Palestinian people. In response to this, Israel's military fired back at the Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to turn Gaza into a deserted island. He asked its residents to leave now. Earlier, the Israel Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after the death toll in the Hamas attack rose to more than 300 with 1,500 injured. Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu strongly attacked Hamas and declared war. In response to the deadly Hamas attacks, the Israel Defense Forces launched operation hitting 17 military compounds and 4 operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Meanwhile, world leaders have also condemned the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. In Afghanistan, death toll from strong earthquakes rose to 2,000, said a Taliban spokesperson today. It was one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in 2 decades. According to local authorities, the number of casualties may increase as search and rescue efforts continue amid reports that some people may be trapped under collapsed buildings. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said at least 465 houses had been reportedly destroyed and 135 were damaged. Telephone connections went down in Herat, making it hard to get details from affected areas. Meanwhile, Taliban urged local organizations to reach earthquake-hit areas as soon as possible to help take the injured to hospital, provide shelter to the homeless, and deliver food to survivors. The World Health Organization said WHO-supported ambulances are transporting those affected, most of them women and children. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat yesterday. In flash floods hit Sikkim, death toll rose to 32, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority, SSDMA, confirmed that 122 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake in North Sikkim, which triggered a flash flood in Teesta River Basin on the 4th of this month. A report received from Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, states that 56 civilians were rescued at Chungthang via zipline made by ITBP yesterday. A total of 1,320 houses were severely damaged. Till date, 2,563 people were rescued. Around 7,025 persons have taken shelter in 30 relief camps. Due to flash floods in the Teesta River Basin, 13 bridges were washed away. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs, Government of India, Ajay Kumar Mishra, called on the Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang, at his official residence, Minto Gang, this morning. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed extensively about the extent of damages caused by the disaster. The Chief Minister expressed his gratitude for the immediate release of the advance budget for NDRF and SDRF for the year 2023-24 to enable the state to carry out the relief and restoration work at the earliest. The Chief Minister also thanked the central leadership for constituting an interministerial team comprising senior officers from 5 ministries, which will visit Sikkim today and assess the extent of damage. The Chief Minister also shared about his visits to the affected areas in Rangpo, Singtam and parts of Mangan district, and the rescue and relief work being carried out by all the concerned agencies with active support and participation from the local people. Union Minister of State Ajay Kumar Mishra asserted that the central government is committed to providing all the required support to the state to bring back normalcy. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, raid is underway at Bengal Minister Firhad Hakim's residence over a civic body recruitment scam. Earlier, the Enforcement Directorate ED officials raided the house of West Bengal Food and Supplies Minister Ratin Ghosh in connection with the alleged corruption. According to a CBI official, the raid is being conducted in connection with the illegal municipal recruitment in Group C and Group D posts, which is being probed as per the court's order. The Calcutta High Court had directed the CBI to carry out a court-monitored probe into the alleged corruption across West Bengal. In Ladakh, the counting of votes for the 5th Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, LAHDC, Kargil election has begun from 8 a.m. this morning. After the abrogation of Article 370, this was the first election in UT Ladakh, and the people of Kargil have shown strong faith in the democratic process with a 77.6% turnout in the elections on the 4th of this month. DC Srikant Suse informed that elaborate arrangements have been made for the smooth conduct of counting of votes. In this election, the Congress and National Conference Alliance directly competed with the BJP for the 26 council seats. The fate of 85 candidates contesting elections, with 22 from Congress, 17 from NC, 17 from the BJP and 4 from the Aam Aadmi Party and 24 independent candidates, will be declared today as winners and losers in this election. Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, unveiled the new IAFN SIN at the parade. The CAS also presented the coveted unit citations to 4 IAF units, namely 16 Squadron, 142 Helicopter Unit, 901 Signal Unit and 3 Base Repair Depot for their exemplary contribution to the service. Speaking on the occasion, CAS Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary said that we need to understand the nuances of the evolving air power, setting the pace to preserve peace if and when necessary to fight and win wars.
From multi-domain operations to hybrid warfare, the Air Force needs to recognize that modern warfare transcends traditional boundaries. We must seamlessly integrate air, space, cyber and ground capabilities to dominate the battle space. The question we must ask ourselves is, what more can I do? Do not limit yourselves to the needs of today. Think beyond today and you will realize that there is so much more to be done. Air warriors must be valued for their unique skill sets, perspectives and contributions to foster and develop a culture of inclusivity and diversity.
For the first time, our indigenously built light combat aircraft also participated in an overseas exercise. He informed that IAF has successfully inducted the first batch of Agnivirs, and subsequent batches, including women Agnivirs, are presently undergoing basic training.
The world is changing at a rapid pace, and we must meet all the new challenges coming our way. We must continue to foster a culture of discipline, integrity, and remain ever vigilant in the face of emerging threats. Our commitment to the defense of our nation remains steadfast, and we will continue to protect our territory, deter potential adversaries, and ensure the safety and security of our people.
We have a report from our correspondent.
This is the first Air Force Day parade, which was commanded by a woman officer, Group Captain Salja Dhami. For the first time, the parade had an all-women contingent composed of the newly inducted Agnivir women. The parade also included the flight of Garun Commandos of the IAF for the first time. The parade showcased the IAF capabilities and its commitment to defending the nation. Sky Parajumpers performed outstanding stunts and filled the people with thrill and enthusiasm. The event will be followed by the air display over the Sangam area in Prayagraj starting around 3 p.m. State Industrial Development Minister Nand Gopal Gupta Nandi will attend the event. In the air display, more than 100 fighters and transport aircraft, including the Rafale fighter jets and helicopters from the 10 air bases, will showcase the power of Indian Air Force. The air display will witness a formal send-off to MiG-21, and the recently inducted C-295 transport aircraft will make its debut at the Air Force Day over the Sangam. Om Avasti, AIR News, Prayagraj.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their best wishes to all air warriors and their families on the occasion of Air Force Day. Prime Minister Modi said, India is proud of the valour, commitment and dedication of the Indian Air Force.
1947 जब पाकिस्तान के हमलावरों ने एक अप्रत्याशित हमला शुरू किया तो यह वायुसेना ही थी जिसने श्रीनगर को हमलावरों से बचाने के लिए यह सुनिश्चित किया कि भारतीय सैनिक और उपकरण युद्ध के मैदान तक समय पर पहुंचे।
सेना की ताकत ऐसी है कि जब भी कोई टेढ़ी नजर हमारी तरफ उड़ाता है तो उसको उसी भाषा में जवाब देने का जज्बा,
राहत एवं बचाव कार्य हो या फिर आपदा प्रबंधन, हमारे एयर वॉरियर्स उनके सराहनीय कार्य को लेकर देश वायुसेना के प्रति कृतज्ञ है। तूफान, बवंडर, बाढ़ से लेकर जंगल की आग तक की प्राकृतिक आपदा से निपटने और देशवासियों की मदद करने का उनका जज्बा अद्भुत रहा। 6 पायलट और 19 वायु सैनिकों के साथ एक छोटी सी शुरुआत से बढ़ते हुए हमारी वायुसेना आज 21वीं सदी की सबसे साहसिक और शक्तिशाली एयरफोर्स में शामिल हो चुकी है।
Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will visit Italy and France from tomorrow to the 12th of October. During the first leg of his two-nation visit, the minister is scheduled to meet Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. The relationship between India and Italy was elevated to a strategic partnership in March this year during the visit of the Italian Prime Minister to India. In Karnataka, 14 people were charred to death in a major fire at a cracker shop-cum-go-down at Attibeli yesterday. The place is about 10 kilometers from Hosur in Tamil Nadu. All the victims hail from Tamil Nadu. Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar said a detailed inquiry will be held. He announced a solatium of 5 lakh rupees to the family of the deceased. In cricket, Australia for 5-for-1 wicket in 2.2 overs against India in the ICC ODI World Cup at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai when last reports came. Earlier, Australia won the toss and opted to bat first against India. Yesterday, South Africa defeated Sri Lanka by 102 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium, New Delhi. Put into bat, the Proteas amassed a mammoth total of 428 runs for 5 wickets at the stipulated 50 overs. Sri Lanka were all out for 326 in 44.5 overs. In another match, Bangladesh defeated Afghanistan by 6 wickets at Dharamshala. Sent to bat, Afghanistan were all out for 156 in just 37.2 overs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the historic performance of the Indian contingent on clinching a record of 107 medals in the Asian Games 2022 held at Guangzhou in China. In a social media post, he congratulated the winners and said it was a historic achievement for India at the Asian Games. He said that the entire nation is overjoyed that our incredible athletes have brought home the highest ever total of 107 medals, the best ever performance in the last 60 years. He added the unwavering determination, relentless spirit and hard work of Indian players have made the nation proud. Their victories have given us moments to remember, inspired us all and have reaffirmed our commitment to excellence, said the Prime Minister. Today, Indian athletes will be seen at the closing ceremony at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Indian netminder P.R. Srijesh will be the flag bearer for India. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Israel warns Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group as it joins Palestinian Hamas attack. Over 500 people killed on both sides so far. In Afghanistan, death toll from strong earthquakes rises to 2,000. Interministerial committee to visit flash flood hit Sikkim today to assess damages and provide assistance. Death toll rises to 32, 122 still missing. Indian Air Force unveils its new ensign this morning on its 91st anniversary. President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend best wishes. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh to embark on Italy and France visit from tomorrow. And in ICC World Cup match, first match of India against Australia underway at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And with that, we end the midday news.